الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار، ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel. Greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more powerful than anything with power, more mighty than anything with might, more glorious than anything with glory. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ. He is the Ilah of the heavens, He is the Ilah of the earth. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath the earth, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe, that which is within the realms of human perception, beyond that, know of its existence, don't know of its existence, wherever, whoever, whenever, everything belongs to one Allah. For it to come into existence, it is dependent on Allah. For it to carry out whatever task it is carrying out, it is dependent on Allah. Malik is Allah, Khaliq is Allah, Raziq is Allah. Part of the Dua-i Ma'thura, the Manqul Du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find this sabak and lesson of yaqeen. My Nabi almost sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, almost on a daily basis, Ma sha Allahu kan, وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. You want happiness, You want comfort. You want to be saved from sickness. You want to be saved from hardship. You want to be removed. You want a road to open up for you for your difficulties. Where is the Qibla of this heart? Who are you turning to? Where are you placing your need? What is the direction? Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the first effort they came with. To establish this in the heart, that this heart has to turn to Allah. Have the conviction of Allah. Have the love of Allah. Make the focus and direction of your heart Allah. Whatever goal or aspiration you have in this world, you will find it with Allah. You have your desires. Abdi, anta turid, wa ana urid, wa la yakunu illa ma urid. Mafhum of the riwayat, O my slave, you have desires, you want things. Ana urid, I have my dictates. وَلَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا مَا أُرِيدُ. But know and understand, only that will happen which I want to happen. Let your desires be handed over to Allah. Become Allah's slave. Become the friend of Allah. Cement your relationship with Allah. إِن سَلَّمْتَنِي فِي مَا أُرِيدُ كَفَيْتُكَ فِي مَا تُرِيدُ. If you will hand yourself over to that which I want. كَفَيْتُكَ فِي مَا تُرِيدُ. Allah says, I will become sufficient for you in everything that you want. إِلَّمْ يُسَلِّمْنِي. But if you will choose your own direction, if you will cut off from Allah, as we can see on a global scale today, the level of masiyat, the level of disobedience to Allah, the level of ghaflat, la parwahi, living on this earth, breathing the air, eating the food, utilizing the countless ni'mat, and living as if there is no Allah, as if this life is permanent, there is no qabr, no akhirat. What has happened? This world today has become an embodiment of that expression in the Quran where Allah says, O ka dhulumat, O ka dhulumat, fi bahril lujji, yaghshahu mawj, min fawqihi sahab, dhulumat, ba'duha fawqa ba'd, idha akhraja yadahu, lam yakad yaraha, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. Dushmani with Allah. War with Allah. Simple example. I mentioned the other day, our Jamaat, just before we came, last day we were in Slough, outskirts of London, near Heathrow Airport. Two or three safs. Fajr Salah. Asked the brother, bhai, just now is Jummah. How many Jummahs here? How much space in this place? They said two halls, plus minus 800 people capacity each hall, three Jummah Salahs. And all three halls full. What did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Al-Jafa, kull al-Jafa, al-Jafa, kull al-Jafa. He said it is the height of arrogance. It is the height of zulmat. It is the height of darkness. It is the height of oppression. Sahaba said, man, who is it, ya Rasulullah? He said, man sami'a an-nida falam yujib. That person who heard the azan, and that azan didn't bring him to the masjid. Where is the ummah today? This is the believing ummah. What about the rest of humanity? The bigger crisis, my respected brothers, is our perception and understanding of deen. Understand, La ilaha illallah, bring iman on Allah, make Allah the goal, make Allah the direction. La matluba illallah, La maqsooda illallah, La raziqa illallah. Allah is everything. How does that express itself? Just say it, no. No, not just say it. It has to express itself. How does it express itself? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Head to toe become Muhammadi. Head to toe become Muhammadi. This is the expression of La ilaha illallah. This is the mazhara, physical manifestation of La ilaha illallah. Example ulama give, they say La ilaha illallah is the root. You can't see the root. How do you know that root is there? You'll see that tree, the branches, the fruit, the vegetation. Muhammadur Rasulullah is the tree. Head to toe Muhammadi is the proof of La ilaha illallah. Problem, we stop there. So even the one who is away from that feels the ihsas, feels in his heart the deficiency. My life is not on deen. I am not practicing deen. I have to practice deen. I'm away from salah. I have to make salah. I haven't given my zakat. I have to pay my zakat. I'm not making Allah zikr. I have to make Allah zikr. Hajj is farz on me. I have to make hajj. Sharabi, kababi also. To some extent, if he's got a little bit iman, he knows I have to make salah. I have to practice on deen. The problem, my respected brothers, is we stop there. The kalima has one more part. The kalima has one more part. That part is not in the words of the kalima. It is in the meaning of the kalima. But I'm not taking one qasam. I'm prepared to take 1,000 qasams. That part is the ruh of the kalima. Without it, there is no kalima. And what is that part? It's not there physically in the words. It's implied in the meaning of the kalima. La nabiyya ba'di. La nabiyya ba'di. La nabiyya ba'di. Muhammadur Rasulullah. You want to find Allah. The road is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is no other Nabi after him. There is no Nabi after him. This part the Ummah has forgotten. Muhammadur Rasulullah, they're not practicing, but still, there is that ihsas, perception in the heart. There is some kami, some shortage. Tonight, Laylatul Qadr, let me cry. Let me ask Allah for forgiveness. Let me ask Allah to change my life. Let me ask Allah to bring salah, bring zakat, bring His commands in my life. Let me stay away from sin. Let me make tawbah because I am not practicing on deen. The question, my respected brothers, how many of the ummah are making tawbah that we are not fulfilling the effort of deen? Deen is something else. The effort of deen is something else. These two things go together. Muhammadur Rasulullah is deen. La nabiyya ba'di is the effort of deen. I am not saying it. Quran pukar pukar kar keh raha ho. Sahaba Sira tells us this. Today we are in a cauldron. Why? Why? Because not only is the ummah not practicing on deen, this perception that Allah has sent me, Allah has chosen me, that I am the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of every ummah, and the foundation of that is that this desire has to be in my heart, my wealth, my life, everything Allah gave me, I have to use it to bring Allah's deen alive. We are not doing it and we're not making tawbah also for not doing it. We have turned our backs on the entire seerah, the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, person to person, 10 to 10, individual to individual. Where is that aspect in the life of the ummah today? There are two lights and there are two darknesses. One is physical light, the sun, the moon, the stars. To light this world, Allah says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارِ نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارِ. In this is an indication that the asal of this kainat, the reality of this kainat is zulmat, darkness. Allah, from the darkness, like you take, remove, you sheet the skin of a sheep, and then the inside becomes apparent. Allah will remove the surface of darkness and Allah brings the light. What light? The sun is one source of light. The moon is one source of light. The system of this world is one source of light. The stars are one source of light. That is external light. Such a massive, fantastic, unbelievable system Allah has put into place for this external light. How many places in the Quran Allah tells us, look at the signs of the Qudrat and the power of Allah. See your Allah in everything around you. perceive His nur, perceive His majesty, perceive His greatness. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلَ حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْعُرْجُونِ الْقَدِيمِ لَا الشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَنْ تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارَ يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٌ بِأَمْرِهِ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Look at the manner in which Quran opens up for us. Opens up for us the Qudrat, the Jalal, the countless bounties of Allah. Like the poet says, "Unzuru ila shamsi wa shu'aiha, wa ila samai wa irtifa'iha, wa ila al-ardi wa tisa'iha, wa ila al-bahri wa amwajiha." Look at that sun. How many verses in the Quran? Shams, shams. Huwa alladhi ja'ala ash-shamsa diya'a wal qamara nura wa qaddarahu manazil lita'lamu 'adada as-sinina wal hisab. Ma khalaqa Allahu dhalika illa bil haqq yufassilu al-ayat liqawmin ya'lamun. Allah says, ayat, this is signs. Signs of the Qudrat of Allah. Don't live with an ostrich, like an ostrich with a head in the ground. Look at that sun and praise your Allah. Speak about the Qudrat of your Allah. Speak about His majesty. That system, variation, night and day. Our muazzin sahab, tomorrow morning, nobody has to tell him what time to go and give that azan, to start your fast. Locked. Calendars taken out long in advance. Time set. Sunrise set. Sunset set. Is this not Allah manifesting His Qudrat to you? How many places in the Quran Allah says, وَفِي خَلْقِكُمْ وَمَا يَبُثُّ مِنْ دَابَّ آيَات مَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ. How many places? إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَات لَآيَات لَآيَات. Allah says, this variation of day and night, that sun lighting up the whole world, the precise timing, the manner in which it is locked to the command of Allah. Perceive Allah's Qudrat in this. That sun is one star. Circumference 1,394,000 kilometers. It's not compact. It's a ball of gas. Flames. What is happening inside that sun? Every second, 14 billion tons of helium gas is converted into 12 billion tons of hydrogen gas. That conversion, call it chemical reaction, causes energy to be given off. How much energy? 500 million atom bombs explode in that sun every second. Where's the nuclear energy coming from? Why doesn't it run out? Why doesn't the pipe get blocked? And that sun is not still, it's moving. Where does it get? Who set the speed? How is it moving every day? 17,280,000 kilometers. You get carried away, not to 100 in 5 seconds and 6 seconds, German technology, Italian technology, Ferrari and Lamborghini. We get carried away by what insan thinks is his ingenuity. 17,280,000 kilometers every day that sun is moving. One star, 1.3 million earths will fit in that sun. How many stars has Allah created? How vast is this space? They said, I'm not going into a lesson on astrology. There's no time for that. But this is, Quran is inviting us. Allah is calling out. Perceive the greatness of your Allah. They say if you are to make one imaginary plane and it has the ability to move at the speed of light, what speed does light move at? 186,282 miles per second. 300,000 kilometers per second is the speed of light. If this imaginary plane is moving at 300,000 kilometers a second, in 1 year it will cover a distance of 9.4161 trillion kilometers. That is 9.4 trillion kilometers is one light year. make this plane imaginary, because they aren't able to do it, but it starts moving at that speed, 9.4161 trillion kilometers a year. Start from one side of this kainat that Allah has created. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدِيُ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. When will it reach the end of it? In 96 billion years at that speed. And what is it? Not the end of the universe. In Norway, our Jamaat, when they were making our tashkil, when you were going to Scotland, they said, you know what, instead of going to Edinburgh, go one step further, go to Aberdeen. From Aberdeen, another 80 kilometers is Norway, and they got a flag there, the end of the world. The world is round. How they figured out something is the end of the world, only Allah knows. But obviously they got to commercialize it, make it interesting. But this plane, 96 billion years at that speed, how far will it have gone in Allah's kainat? 3 to 5%, because in 3 to 5% there is light. The other 95% is dark matter, dark energy. They don't even know what is going on there. Ma qadarullah haqqa qadri, and all this is samaa'u dunya, underneath the first heaven. When you stand on that musalla and you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, does anything happen to this heart? Do we perceive the greatness of Allah, the majesty of Allah? Who are we impressed with? What are we talking about? What are we giving dawah to? Today we move around with an inferiority complex. We are ashamed to bring our life on sunnah. We are looking to governments to solve our problem. We are looking to people who cannot even clean themselves properly to address our needs. We are stretching out a begging bowl in front of who? What is inside? What is the yaqeen inside? This ummah, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, did not abandon us. He departed from the world. He departed from the world, but he left behind something. He left behind something. A formula. Why? La nabiyya ba'di. No other nabi to come. This risalat, this rahmat, this mercy had to last till qiyamah. Taraktu fikum amrain. Lan tadhillu ma intamassaktum bihima. Oh my ummah, I'm leaving behind two things. I am leaving behind two things. And I, your Nabi, Sadiqul Masduq. The seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie passed through his Mubarak lips. He said, no one will overpower you. No one will trample you. No one will be given superiority over you. No one will deviate you. You will be the masters of this world. Allah's help will be with you as long as you will hold on to these two things. What has the ummah done today? What, like I said, I digress. One is external. That sun, the moon, the stars, moving at mind-boggling speeds. And yet, يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَن تَزُولَ. Allah says, we have locked the heavens and the earth on the command of Allah. كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ. Everything moves in that set orbit which Allah has set for it. What are these verses telling us? What is Quran telling us? That the sun has brought complete iman on Allah. The moon believes in Allah. The skies, the stars, the earth, the vegetation, the countless creations of Allah. كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحًا. Every one of them have bowed down to the supremacy and the power and the majesty and the glory of Allah. Where are you and I? All this, heavens, earth, what does my Allah say? سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْ. This is Quran, the balaghat of the Quran, the eloquence of the Quran. Allah says, everything in the heavens and everything in the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, the wind, the atmosphere, the soil, the vegetation, everything. مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْ. We have collectively subjugated it and placed it in the service of insan. Can we count the bounties of Allah? Can we count the bounties of Allah? And what is the requirement of that? What is the requirement of that? Make sujood before Allah. Bow down before Allah. Make Allah the goal. Make Allah the direction. I mentioned this yesterday. People get carried away. They like to sometimes. You look, because we see, particularly in these first world countries, when they move away from sunnah, they're feeling udas, they're feeling lonely. They've broken down the whole social structure. Took women out of the home, made them commodities of the marketplace, treat them like tissue paper, objects of ishq and desire. If the desire is there, they use them, otherwise they fling them away. Then they talk about gender equality. Make no mistake, the women of the first world countries suffer far more than our women. They are living such difficult lives. Their partners, not even husbands, because there is no commitment, there is no solidarity. Homes are broken, children lost their identities. Their so-called partners are drowned in sharab. And when that sharab clouds their thinking, their behavior towards their women, Allahu Akbar, Allah protect us. That is not emancipation. That is in hayawaniyat. Move away from the sunnah of my Nabi, and by the qasam of my Allah, it will never be insaniyat, it will be hayawaniyat. It will be animalism. There won't be culture, there won't be value. There is no basis or ground for any of us to feel an inferiority complex about holding on to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The khaya he taught us, the modesty he taught us, the akhlaq he taught us. He taught us what is a husband, what is a wife. What did he say? You want the highest stages of Jannah, you want my love. Inna min ahabbikum ilayya wa aqrabakum minni majlisa. Mahbube khuda, mahbube khabibe khuda. This is what this hadith means. You want to become the beloved of Allah, the beloved of Rasulullah. One is you love Allah, you love Rasulullah. What is he saying? He says, become the beloved. Allah loves you, his habib loves you. Inna min ahabbikum ilayya, akrabakum minni. You want to be close to me, close to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's not standing in front of the Rosa Mubarak with some camera and taking pictures and make it into a melee and make it into a joke. Close to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to bring alive his sunnah. Close to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's qasam, like Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimullah puts it beautifully in his Lataiful Ma'arif under the check subsection of Hajj. He says, come min wasilin ilal bayt wa qalbuhu munqati'un an rabbil bayt wa kam min qa'idin fi baytihi ala firashihi wa qalbuhu muttasilun bil mahall al a'la. He says, how many people there are physically, bodily, they are in Makkah, they are holding the khilaf of the Kaaba also, they are in Medina, they are standing in front of the rawdah of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but head to toe, where is la ilaha illallah? Head to toe, where is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Qalbuhu munqati'un an rabbil bayt. They are holding the khilaf of the Kaaba, but the heart is cut off from the Rabb of the Kaaba. And then there are many, maybe disadvantaged. They feel they don't have the means. They have not been given that opportunity. They are thousands of miles away from Makkah, thousands and miles away from the resting place of my beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But head to toe, they are a manifestation of sunnah. قَلْبُهُ مُتَّصِلٌ بِالْمَحَلِّ الْعَلَىٰ. My Nabi said, claiming you love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not the goal. Become the beloved of Allah. Become the beloved of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Habib loves you. What's the road? What did he teach us? We say Islam demeaned women, gender equality, strip them of their status, Orientalist lies and trash that today, unfortunately, our own ummah today has become apologetic about. How do you weigh that in the light of this? He says, you will never be my beloved, you will never be close to me until you don't learn to treat your wife correctly. Altafahum bi ahlihi, أَلْتَفَهُمْ بِأَهْلِي. If you are not a source of sukoon and rahmat and mercy and compassion and kindness in your home, the hadith of my Nabi, you will never get the true love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor will you be close to him. This is Quran and hadith, this is his seerah, this is what he taught us. The problem today is we have not embraced this, we are looking elsewhere. External light, the sun, the moon, the stars, all this inviting us towards the greatness of Allah. There is another light, there is another light, there is another light, my respected brothers, and that is internal. That is internal, the light of the heart. Ramadan, kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba alal ladina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Become muttaqi, acquire taqwa, become the friend of Allah. What does this mean? What does this mean? Inside has to become nurani. Allah has set one system, external light. There is another system, internal light. For this light, for this nur, what is the source? What is the mamba? Where does this light come from? The first source of this light, Allah says in the Quran, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the nur. Allah is the illumination. Allah is the effulgence. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. In every niche, in every corner, in every blade of grass, in every droplet of rainwater, the nur of my Allah is shining. Within yourself, Allah's nur is there. In the heavens, Allah's nur is there. In every droplet of rainwater, Allah's... What does it mean? Signs of Allah's qudrat. Invitation to His majesty, to His greatness. Today, this life has become meaningless because we took Allah out of the equation. We are looking for what? Looking for comfort, looking for solace, looking for itminan, looking for peace, looking for tranquility in what? In wealth? In worldly pursuits? In the accumulation of the material things of this world? Like the poet says, so bar chaman mehka, so bar bahar aayi, dunya ki wahi ronak, dil ki wahi tanhai. They're building bathrooms on aeroplanes. They'll show you fancy magazines, beautiful beaches, crystal clear water, sandy white sand. Sometimes it's some African country. Obviously the pixel system of that camera can't pick up the mosquitoes, etc. So it looks very nice. 5-star holiday. Look at the wedding functions. Look at our identity. Look at the basis on which this ummah is priding itself. What is the direction we are going? Dushmani with Allah. Dushmani with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Trying to what? Find that inner peace. Trying to find happiness by the qasam of my Allah, not one qasam, 1,000 qasams. Happiness, this inside to become happy, inside tranquility. Allah has not attached it to wealth. Allah has not attached it to the desires of this world. Allah has not attached it to the material things of this world. This inside can only be found in La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Whether you live in a hut, go to Africa. Go and see our brothers and sisters. In some cases, some such poverty that one feels that the word poverty would cry to see their condition. Yet, smiling faces, such sukoon and peace Allah has given them in that. Because that inside peace, Allah hasn't kept it in these things. We are looking here. We are priding ourselves on this. We have upended the system of Allah. That is why, as I digressed earlier, this world has become a cauldron. My Allah says, ظُلُمَات, ظُلُمَات, أَوْكَ ظُلُمَات فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّ يَغْشَاهُ مَوْجْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ مَوْجْ. This verse describes whether it's first world, technologically, scientifically advanced nations, or whether it is so-called backwards, third world nations. Today, the entire world has become a cauldron of darkness. Suicide on an unbelievable rate. Depression, unbelievable. People can't sleep also. This tablet, that medication, that parishani, that problem, looking everywhere else, trying to find that inner peace and comfort where Allah hasn't kept it. Zulumat, you made war with Allah. You took Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam out of the equation. Your businesses are steeped in riba. Every time you open your mouth, lies are coming out. You're not running anybody down. This has become the reality. The khawf of qabr, the khawf of standing in Allah's court is not there. In your house, you are a tyrant. With your staff, in your business, and those who are financially challenged, you have no respect for them. You speak anyhow. You live your life as if there is no qabr, no akhirat. Azan upon azan is falling on deaf ears. Ramadan will come and go, and then the same bark door of the dunya. The mercy of my Allah, the compassion of my Allah knows limits, knows no limits. But this is Allah's system. The wake up call will come. My Allah says, "Kadhulumat," darkness, not one, not zulum, dhulumat, darkness upon darkness upon darkness, darkness of a black night, darkness of a raging storm, darkness of the rising waves of the ocean, darkness of the shadow of black waves over black waves, darkness upon darkness upon darkness, to such an extent that my Allah says, if you hold your hand in front of your face, you cannot even see your fingers. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِن نُورٍ. If Allah doesn't give them light, where is the light going to come from? Where are we looking? The whole Allah. The whole that level of depression and internal turmoil that no words can describe. Why? Why? Because this is the system of my Allah. Tranquility and peace inside will come on one thing and one thing only. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I am not saying it. If you could find inner peace, inner comfort, inner tranquility in the music of this world and in the dancing halls of this world and in the sharab and zina of this world and in the blind pursuit of the material wealth of this world, then my respected brothers, the kalam of my Allah, the Quran of my Allah would be lying. And the Quran does not lie. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Nothing, no kalam is more truthful than the kalam of my Allah. Allah, Allah, listen, hearken, put up your ears. بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Tranquility will only come when you will come unto Allah's obedience. Find Allah. This was every Nabi, that which Quran calls out. One is external light, external darkness, internal light, internal darkness. Equivalent of light is ilm. Equivalent of darkness is jahalat. What is ilm? What is knowledge? What is nur? What is light? Quran calls out, fa. The word fa, biman al-four. The word fa, biman al-four. Fa'alam. Allah says, acquire this knowledge with fa. In other words, before any other knowledge. This is bidayatul ilm. This is alif ba ta tha. This is where knowledge starts. What is it, my Allah? Fa'alam. Annahu la ilaha illallah. This has to be learned. This is a lifetime of qurbani. La ilaha illallah, not on the tongue. La ilaha illallah has to enter the heart. Man qala la ilaha illallah muqinan dakhal al jannah. My Nabi said, the one sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one who would say la ilaha illallah. Look at the power of this kalima. Look at the power of this kalima. Ma ala al ard ahadun My Nabi said, from inside, there is no one on this earth that will say, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu akbar, Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. La ilaha illallah, Wallahu akbar, Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Illa kaffarat khatayahu walau kanat mithlu zabadil bahar. My Nabi said, come before Allah with sins equivalent to the foam of the waves of the ocean. But come on this yaqeen. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. And Allah will wipe away all your sins. This Ramadan was given for that. Not that Allah is only worshipped in Ramadan. Change has to come. The direction has to be changed. These moments of clemency and mercy are there for that. That famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhir yawmi min Shaban. Faqala ya ayyuhan nas qad adhallakum shahrun azeemun mubarakun. شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر شهر جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا من تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سوى ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سوى وهو شهر الصبر وثواب الجنة شهر المواساة من فطر فيه صائما كان مغفرة لذنوبه وعتق رقبته من النار. My Nabi, Allahu Akbar, look at the manner in which sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he enumerated the bounties of this month. Qadar kar lo. Oh my ummah, appreciate this, a great month has come. A month of Allah's mercy, a month of Allah's rahmat. Don't ignore this month. You will do nafil, Allah will give you farz. You will do farz, Allah will give you 70 faraid. This is the month of sabr. In other words, train yourself. The eye has to fast, the ear has to fast, the tongue has to fast, the heart has to fast, the feet have to fast. In return for this, Allah will give you jannat. The month of sympathy. Open your heart, feel the pain of the poor, feel the plight of the disadvantaged, feed the fasting person. Allah will forgive your sins, free you from Jahannam. In that same hadith, at the end, what was this? What was this build up? Oh my ummah, loot law. Take. Don't lose out on this opportunity. He said, increase four things. One of those things, because of time constraints, we are discussing only one. He said, وَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالِ. He said, oh my ummah, increase four things. Two, you will please Allah. You want Allah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. What is la ilaha illallah? Lo jiya bis samawati wal ard wa man feehinna wa ma baynahunna wa ma tahtahunna fa wudi'na fi kaffatil mizan. He said, the seven heavens, the seven earths. Just now we spoke how vast space is. That is 3 to 5%. In that 3 to 5%, they estimate there are 7 sextillion stars. That is the number 7, add 23 zeros in front of it. How many stars? The sun is only one star. 1,394,000 kilometers, the size of one star. 1.3 million earths will fit in it. How many stars? They say number of grains of sand on the earth multiplied 10 times. That is the number of stars in 3% of the visible universe. Other 97%, Allah only knows. All this, the industries, the commerce, the mountains, the rivers, the vegetation, the carnivores, the pedivores, the multitudes of Allah's creation, all this placed in one pan of the scale, move upwards. The first heaven, wa malaikatuha. The second heaven, wa malaikatuha. The third heaven, wa malaikatuha. The fourth heaven, wa malaikatuha. The fifth heaven, wa malaikatuha. The sixth heaven, wa malaikatuha. The seventh heaven, wa malaikatuha. All seven heavens, all the malaika of Allah, all the multitudes of Allah's other creation. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. No one knows of the armies of Allah. Allah's arsh, Allah's kursi, حَامِلِينِ arsh, Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, Israel, Jannat, Jahannam, all placed on one pan of the scale. وَوُضِعَتْ شهادت لا إله إلا الله في الكفة الأخرى and لا إله إلا الله placed on the other side. والذي نفس محمد بيده, by the oath of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, لرجحت بهن لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله will outweigh the seven heavens and the seven earths and everything that it contains. Where is that لا إله إلا الله today? Where is the desire for that la ilaha illallah? Hisham bin As, Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, sends him to the Ghouta district in Damascus. Hercules, Hirakal Rum, standing on his balustrade. Hisham bin As, tattered clothing, looks at him. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. The seat of the Roman Empire, the superpower of the time, the palace starts swaying like a branch in the wind. He becomes alarmed. What is this? This was La ilaha illallah. The cry today, my respected brothers, La ilaha illallah is on the tongue. La ilaha illallah is on the tongue. That is why La ilaha illallah, and his business is steeped in riba. La ilaha illallah, lies, treachery, deception. La ilaha illallah, azan falling on deaf ears. La ilaha illallah, dressed but naked. La ilaha illallah, youngster will hold the collar of his father and say, what have you ever done for me? La ilaha illallah, daughter is saying to the mother, you are barking like a dog. Why? Because like the poet says, yaqeen mithle khalil atish nashini, yaqeen Allah masti khud gazini, suno tehzeeb hazir ke giriftar, gulami se batar be yaqeeni. Bring la ilaha illallah from the fire into a garden for you. Ala bin Hadrami, ya Aliyu, ya Khalimu, ya Kareemu, ya Rahim. Sammullaha waqtahimu, take Allah's name and move, the water gets solidified. Tamim Dari, the erupted volcano. Umar says, Qum ila hadha an-nar. Tamim, stand up to this fire. What does he do? Faja'ala yahushuha biyadihi. Collects the lava and returns it back to its source. What was this? La ilaha illallah. They found Allah. My Nabi said, increase in this month, not just the zikr. Hasan Basri, the great sage of Islam, لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانِ بِالتَّمَنِّي وَلَا بِالتَّحَلِّي وَإِنَّمَا الْإِيمَانِ مَا وَقَّرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَصَدَّقَهُ الْعَمَلِ. He said, Iman is not some decoration. Iman is not empty aspirations. What is Iman? Iman is that وَقَّرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ, that which enters the depths of the heart. And then, when la ilaha illallah enters the depths of the heart, waqqarahu al-amal, automatically from outside, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In sallamtani fima turid, in sallamtani fima urid, kafaytuka fima turid. What does this hadith mean? Come on to la ilaha illallah. The dictates of la ilaha illallah. The demand of la ilaha illallah. Move on. Ghulami se batar be yaqeeni. Worse than slavery is incorrect yaqeen. Where is this heart gone? Who? Hand yourself. Allah says, I will become sufficient for you in everything that you want. Illam tusallimni, make dushmani with Allah. Move away from the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At'abtuka fi ma turid. أَتْعَبْتُكَ فِي مَا تُرِيدُ. My Allah says, I will tire you in your blind pursuits of this dunya. تَفَرَّغْ لِعِبَادَتِي إِلَّمْ تَفَعَلْ مَلَأْتُ يَدَكَ الشُّغْلَ وَلَمْ أَسُدَّ فَقْرَكَ. When this ummah will pride itself on dunya and chase after this dunya and consider the material wealth of this world a source of its objective and purpose and mission and motivation, then Allah says, they have declared war. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah says, I will tire you in the blind pursuit of this dunya. You'll run behind it like an animal runs in the jungle. رَقْدَ الْوُحُوشِ فِي الْبَرِيَّةِ وَمَا تَنَالَ مِنَا. But you won't get of dunya except that which I decided. وَكُنْتَ عِنْدِي مَذْمُومًا. You will be cursed in the heavens and cursed on the earth. Allah never said for dunya. This is not the basis of foundation of dignity and honor for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar, who was that personality? My Nabi said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ لَكَانَ عُمَرْ. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. Going to get what? The keys. The keys to Philistine, the keys to Sham, to Syria, 12 patches on the clothing. Not an ordinary person. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, Amin wa hadihi al-Ummah, says to him, Amir al-Mu'mineen, look at this appearance of yours, what are they going to think? La ilaha illallah, it entered the heart. The expression Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar becomes upset, strikes Abu Ubaidah in the chest. Nahnu qawmun. We are in a cauldron of oppression and persecution today. We are looking for the solution. The qasam, by the qasam of my Allah, this is the solution. We are in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our izzat, our dignity, our honor is not based on material wealth. It is based on a'mal-e Muhammadi. On the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Become an embodiment of him. Head to toe. Nahnu elevated us on Islam. What is Islam? Jami'u ma ja'a bihi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Idha, the warning Umar gives, idha nabtaghi al-izza, if this ummah will pride itself on anything else. Iman, a'mal, no. Wealth, pomp, splendor of this dunya, make that the object. Billions can go to Jahannam, la parwa, not concerned. إِذَا نَبْتَغِ الْعِزَّةِ بِغَيْرِ مَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ. Who is Umar? Allahu Akbar. We heard it in tonight's Taraweeh. قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. I'm not going to go into the details of the incident. Khawla bint Salaba. That's some other time constraints we got. I'm only speaking till 4:15 now. But in that, one day Khawla stops Umar in the streets of Medina. Umar, you were Umair before. You would leave in the morning to go and look after a few camels. You would lose one or two. Your aunt said you are useless. You can't even look after camels. You were Umair before. Today you are Amirul Mu'mineen. Today your name strikes fear in the hearts of the tyrants of the world. Don't let this get to your head, Umar. Don't be deceived. Allah gave you this on the basis of what? Fear maut, fear hisab, fear the day when you have to stand in front of Allah. Sahaba moving with Umar, all of a sudden he's standing. This elderly woman is whispering to him. He's listening with rapt attention. One or two that are with him get upset. Amirul Mu'mineen, you've held all of us up. What is wrong? How is it that you are giving so much attention to this elderly woman? Umar turns to them and says, don't you know who this is? Don't you know this is who this is? This is Khawla. This is Khawla. What was it? What was it? What caused this level of attention? What does Umar say? This is Khawla. This is that person. My Allah heard her speech to my Nabi from above his arsh. Today she speaks to Umar. If she keeps me here for the entire day, besides my five salah, I will listen to her. Atasma'u qawlaha. Arshur Rahman. The arsh of my Rahman is listening to her. How can I not listen to her? What was this? La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Sahaba, Ahnaf bin Qais, says they conquered Sham, Syria, part of Persia. They obviously, some of them donned the garbs or the opulent clothing of those people. They returned to Medina. As they came to Amirul Mu'mineen Umar, they were expecting Shabashi, Mubarak Badi. Umar will embrace them. Umar will be happy. Islam is rising. They understood the foundation was something else. It wasn't this. Umar ignores them completely. Looks at them, doesn't even recognize them. They become upset. What is wrong with Amir al-Mu'mineen? They go to Abdullah bin Umar. What is wrong with your father? We have come. Islam is spreading. We have brought such wealth to Medina Munawwara. Why is Umar behaving like this? Abdullah bin Umar, what does he say? He says, Umar has seen you in clothing that he never saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This pomp and splendor of dunya, my Nabi didn't adopt that attire. Change your clothing to what it was before and then go to him. Ahnaf bin Qais says, we changed our clothing. Alal bizzatil lati kanat min qabl, as it was before. Now Umar stood up, face shining, beaming, happily, kissed each one of us, made mu'anaka with each one of us, ka'annahu lam yarana min qabl, as if he didn't see us before this. They understood the foundation. Umar goes to Sham. Food is presented the like of which he never saw before. Hada ta'amuna, this is our food. How can we forget our brothers from the Ansar and Muhajireen who gave their lives in the path of Allah? Whilst their stomachs were empty, they didn't even have khubz al-sha'ir, they didn't have bread of barley also. Someone commented, Amirul Mu'mineen, eat the food, doesn't matter. They got Jannat. Faghrawraqat ayna Umar. The eyes of Umar brimmed over with tears. The eyes of Umar brimmed over with tears. They took deen from the feet of the master. What does Umar say to them? لَإِنْ كَانَ If Allah gave them Jannat, وَحَذُّنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْحُطَامِ And our share is this opulence of this dead corpse of the dunya. فَغْرَوْرَ Then, فَقَدْ بَانُوا بَوْنًا عَزِيمًا They have gone very, very far away from us. They have gone very far ahead. Sahaba never allowed themselves to be attracted by the material things of this world. The fikr was akhirat. The fikr was the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The test came. They approached. Who approached? Delegation. Aisha is appointed. Hafsa is appointed. Ummahatul mu'mineen. النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم. My Allah says, the Nabi has a greater right over you. His wives are your mothers. The mothers of the Ummah come. I'm cutting the incident short. Amirul Mu'mineen, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha speaks first. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived a life of absolute austerity and hardship. He sacrificed everything for the ummah. And he left the world in that condition. Then my father adopted the same system. Now you, Umar, Allah has opened the door. The wealth of the world is pouring into Medina Munawwara. Why don't you change your clothing? Yuhabu fihi manzurak. People will look up and they'll see the awe and the splendor of Islam. Raise the standard of your dastarkhan. Yughda alayka bijafnatin min at-ta'am wa yurahu alayka bijafnatin min at-ta'am. Ta'kul anta wa man ma'aka min al-muhajirin wal ansar. Your dastarkhan will be open. The delegations, wufudul arab wal ajam ya'tunak, the delegations are coming. They will feast on the dastarkhan, the pomp, the banquet of Islam. Umar hears this. And then he starts questioning them. First he asks Aisha, various riwayats. Tell us, you are the mother of the ummah. You have a special right over me. He said, tell me about the life of my Nabi. Ama ta'alameena anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shabi'a min khubzi burrin asharata ayamin aw khamsata ayamin aw thalathata ayamin hatta lahiqa billah aw jama'a bayna ghada'in wa asha'in hatta lahiqa billah. Was there 10 days, 5 days, 3 days consecutively? Was there even one day that my Nabi ate stomach full, or he had 2 meals on one day? He said, you are our mother, didn't you tell us that once food was presented to my Nabi ala irtifa'i shibrim min al-ard, one hand span height above the earth on a table? He refused to eat and he said, place the food on the ground. I am Allah's slave, I will eat like a slave. He said, didn't he wear a cloak? Rubbama haqqa jilduhu min khushunatihya. We would see the scratching of the coarse cloth, the signs would leave marks on his body. Wasn't there a time that the salah was delayed? Because the one set of clothes that he had, which was all that he had given it for washing and it had not yet become dry. Hafsa, my daughter, tell me about the bedding of my Nabi. Didn't you relate to me? Bin Nahari Bisata wa billayl firasha, it was the same piece of cloth. In the day it would be the carpet. In the night it would be his bedding. At times we would enter and we would see the imprint of it on his back. Didn't you yourself say that one night you folded it over to give him a little bit of more comfort? And then at the time of tahajjud he said to you, Hafsa, what have you done with my bedding? Athanaytil mihar? Did you double it? Did you try to make it softer? Hafsa, mali shagaltumuni bilinil firash. Why have you let the softness of the bedding become an obstacle between me and my Allah? The nights Allah gave me to cry before Him for my ummah. The same Umar, Kamil Shahadat, Musalla of Masjid al-Nabawi, Fajr Salah, Firoz Abu Lulu attacks, 7 stabs in the stomach of Umar. He runs and commits suicide. Abdurrahman bin Auf steps onto the Musalla. Few of the other Sahaba carry Umar. Milk is given. Milk comes out of the intestines. They realize the athar and the signs of maut are there. Says to his son, Abdullah bin Umar, go to Aisha Ummul Mu'mineen. Don't say Amirul Mu'mineen, say Umar, I am no more Amirul Mu'mineen. Say to her that I have a request. What is the request? Umar wants his resting place in her hujra, next to his companions, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr. Innama mathali wa mathalu sahibayya. On that occasion he said to Aisha and Hafsa, my example and the example of my two companions, Abu Bakr and Umar, kathalathatin salaku tariqan faafdhal awwal wa qad tazawwada zadan fabalagha. The first 3 people went on a road. The first reached his destination with a life of absolute austerity, hardship and qurbani. ثُمَّ اتَّبَعَهُ الثَّانِي. Then a second went on that road. He maintained that same level of simplicity. He also reached the destination. Now the third is on that road. If he will keep that life as his example, if he will take his cue from that qurbani and sacrifice, then he will reach, otherwise he will lose his way. The test of that everything was placed on this mantle, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their entire lives, they molded it on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dignity, honor was Amal-e-Nabi. His fikr, his cry, Kamil Shahadat, says to his son, request to Aisha, don't say Amirul Mumineen, say Umar. Aisha is crying already. The news of what had happened to Umar reached her. When this request is put, she starts crying even more. I had reserved that place for myself, that I would rest next to my husband and my father. But Umar has a greater right. Look at the qurbani and sacrifice that she made. My Nabi enters the masjid, right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar, holds the hands of both of them, raises it up like this and says, Hakada nuhsharu yawm al-qiyamah. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. And according to one riwayat, from my feet, Abu Bakr and Umar in Medina, Ghulam ya Rasul, what Allah will give you on total adherence to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr and Umar in Medina, according to one riwayat, from my feet, Bilal will rise up. And he will call out the azan. Where is Bilal? Habashi, Abyssinian slave, buried in Damascus. This maqam and status on the basis of what? When they place their hands in the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The value of amal, the value of qurbani, the value of sacrifice. She says, Umar has a greater right. Son comes back. Amirul Mu'mineen, oh my father, Mubarak, Bushra, glad tidings. She has given permission. He says, no, my son, perhaps the awe of the Khilafat influenced her. When I pass away, carry my janazah again. And then go to the door and ask permission again. And again say, Umar, not Amirul Mu'mineen. Permission is given, bury me there, otherwise bury me in the arm, Qabristan of Medina. Which Umar is this? I have two ministers in the heavens, my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Two ministers in the heavens, two on the earth. My ministers in the heavens are Jibreel and Mikael. My ministers on this earth are Abu Bakr and Umar. In his Hajj, he said, Allah is looking with pride at my Sahaba, and Allah is looking specifically at Umar bin Khattab. How many glad tidings? Yet they never became complacent. One night, Umar is patrolling in Medina Munawwara. He hears a child crying, reaches the door, knocks the door, asks the lady inside, why is that child crying? She said something to this effect, she was upset. Obviously, overtaken by grief, something was distressing her. Leave me alone. She didn't know who it was. Insist, tell me, why is that child crying? She says, Amirul Mumineen, Umar has passed a law. I am poor, I have nothing. To get a stipend from the Baytul Mal, to get some financial assistance, he has passed a law that a suckling child will have to be freed from breast milk and only eating. Then only that family will be given a stipend. I am forcing my child prematurely to give up the milk. Tomorrow in Allah's court, the affair will be between me and Umar. When he hears this, Umar takes his cloak, places it over his mouth to quell the sobs and the tears, runs to the masjid, spends the entire night in Tawbah, that Ya Allah, keep me alive till tomorrow. Let me change this law of zulm and oppression that I have passed without understanding. Otherwise, how many babies of this ummat will suffer because of Umar? Where is this consciousness? Where is this taqwa? Sitting in the masjid crying, Amirul Mumineen, why are you crying? He says, a dog dying thirsty on the banks of the river Dajla. Allah is going to question Umar. Says to his son, head is lying on the lap. Place my head on the ground. Abdullah bin Umar finds it difficult. Father in this weakened state. Wayhaq, da'khaddi fil ard. Place my head on the ground. Finally he relents. And when the head is on the ground, Umar rubbing his face and his beard in the dust. Waylun laka ya Umar. Waylun laka ya Umar. Illam yaghfir laka rabbuk. Umar, what is going to happen to you? What is going to happen to you tomorrow in Allah's court if Allah doesn't forgive you? This month my Nabi said, increase the shahadat of La ilaha illallah. This effort to bring this noor of Allah's ma'rifat. This is kalima of ma'rifat, kalima of taqwa, kalima of ikhlas, kalima of iman. Understand my respected brothers, none of these things is external. Not ikhlas, not taqwa, not ma'rifat, not iman. Every one of these things is inside. Umar sees one youngster, head bent over in salah. He says, keep your back straight. Taqwa is not in the bending of the neck. Taqwa is inside. This is an effort. This is not some organization. Today, the ummah has made zulm on humanity. Zulm on humanity. Deen is in its place. One is deen, the other is the effort of deen. The cry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read seerah. Read the lives of sahaba ikram. They left no stone like a kaleidoscope. That 23 years of qurbani and sacrifice. What qurbani? What sacrifice? What hardship my Nabi underwent? And then at the end of it, on this I will terminate. Sahaba that stood in front of him on the plains of Mina and Arafat, they heard from him, from his Mubarak lips, directly, that one salah in Masjid al-Haram, one salah in Masjid al-Haram is equivalent to, in this Hilal Masjid, 100,000 salah. It'll take you 55 years, 6 months and 10 days to make 100,000 salah. 5 salah in one day, 277 years, 7 months and 10 days. They heard Mubarak lips, and with absolute amanat and trustworthiness, they conveyed this to the ummah. But that same jamaat and group, my respected brothers, their graves are not in Makkah and Medina. Where are they? Where? The seed was planted in the heart. The worry, the rahmat, the legacy of the mercy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Connect one person to Allah. Bring one person out in the path of Allah. Bring one person into the masjid, door to door, person to person. This is the cry, this is the call, this is the need, this is the call of the hour. Rivers are flowing with the blood of Muhammad. Our hearts are breaking. Eyes are full of tears. Understand. Solution is not elsewhere. Solution is kalima namaz. Solution, bring the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak night. Laylatul Qadr or not. Allah can make it Laylatul Qadr. Even if it's past or lying ahead, Allah can give the barakat of Laylatul Qadr. Turn our tawajjuh to Allah. Ramadan will come and go, and like that the clock of our life will come and go. My respected brothers, very, very quickly. This is a Mubarak night. We don't know if you're going to get this opportunity again. This appeal, humble appeal we are making from the heart. Make this dua. Tawbah. All my masiyat. Allah is very, very forgiving. In 1 second, Allah will wipe away everything, inshallah. Sincerely make tawbah. But with that, we have to bring about change. We have to bring about change. We have to bring about change. So those who haven't been for 4 months, we're not going to make a long tashkil. Very, very quickly, we want this niyat, inshallah. Four months in the path of Allah. Come on.
MashaAllah, stand up, my beloved brothers. It came in the heart by Yusuf. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Siddharth, Ibrahim. MashaAllah. Keep on standing. MashaAllah. Make the niyat on this big night. If it came in the heart, take it. We don't know whether we'll get a chance again. Young and old. MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala accept. Stand up, my beloved brothers. Make our niyat. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala accept. Keep on standing, MashaAllah. Make a decision in our heart. Allah is not in need of anything. Wallahi, that sincere intention is sufficient to take us. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. More for our youngsters, elderly. Allahu Akbar, take pity. How many who don't make tawbah tonight, what would be the end, my beloved brothers? There's an opportunity. Somebody makes tawbah, his akhirat is made. Allahu Akbar, the whole ummah needs this. Don't look at dunya, look at it akhirat. Keep on standing, mashallah, keep on standing. Many more brothers, stand, mashallah. Turn, this is a plea, this is a dua to Allah. Ya Allah, accept me, nothing else. We are not asking for your wealth. Allah will give you the wealth. You're not asking for your strength. Allah will give you the ability. You stand up. See what Allah will do and take us where and where. Become the means of so many people's hidayat. Country's hidayat. Town's hidayat. Wallah, tomorrow into Jannat. We don't know who will hold us by our hand and take us into Jannat. Keep on standing. Come, beloved brothers. Don't go gave. Make niyat for pedal. Keep on standing. Old and young. Make it that our qabr is also somewhere else in the world. Allah, over 1985, I went with where? The Amir of Stenger, Sitsan Mota. Allah Shukat, the first man to be buried in Western America. 4 months. He said in Jummah, my one leg is in the qabr. The other one is on a banana peel. Wallah, Friday he said it. Sunday he was in the qabristan. What a jannat he'll get. What a jannat. Don't look at his dunya. Don't put our heart there. It will be harder for the dunya to come out of the heart the day we have to die. Don't put our heart there. Come out so the dunya comes out. Kalima is not easy. Two things can't enter heart. If it's dunya, it can't be Allah. And if it's Allah, wallah, it can't be dunya. There's no two loves in one heart. Kalima, 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 like Maulana said. This was the only worry of Sahaba. Ulama say after 40, they didn't even take the time to earn dunya because the worry of what is going to happen when they die. I'm taking a bit extra time. Forgive me, brothers. Who else, inshallah, this Mubarak Majma? Sorry, we have to push you, not push you for anything we get. For something you'll benefit. Who else is there? Come, my beloved. Young and old, stand up. Allah ta'ala, by Zubair, Allah accept your whole life. Who else, inshallah? Old and young, wallah. MashaAllah, my beautiful son, Allah ta'ala accept. From Lodium, Allah accept. Who else, inshallah? Come, beloved brothers. Make a niyat. Allah ta'ala accept my son. Allah accept Maulana. Allah accept you, Allahu Akbar. Countries, towns will come behind us. By Farooq, my good friend, Allah accept. What's your name, my son? MashaAllah, look there. Allah ta'ala, wallahi, the malaika writing these names. The malaika thronging from the sky to the earth, filling the whole sky. They are already, my beloved. Allah accept, Allah accept. Stand, my beloved. We don't know. If it's not us, our children will be accepted. Take this opportunity, Khuda ki qasam, qiyamat di. This might be the time that Allah, the maghfirat of so many is made. Ji? MashaAllah, stand up, inshallah, Allah ta'ala accept. More, my brothers. Wallah, you're sitting here because it's in you. It's not that you don't want to. Don't look at the circumstances around you. Look at that Allah who's got the circumstances in His hand. So inshallah, every one of us here, let's make a niyat tonight, inshallah. What in our heart also? Say inshallah, brothers. Not 4 months, it's our whole life, inshallah. Wallahi Allah take us everywhere, my beloved brothers. I was just talking to Maulana. Over 2,000 one-year jamaats in Pakistan. And without a mobile phone. One brother came to know only 5 months later his mother passed away. Another few months later he came to find out his sister passed away. When the report was given, the jamaat that was sitting there, the person translating asked them, do you think our jannat can be the same like their jannat? What's sahaba going to get? Dunya, my beloved, Allahu Akbar, when Karun was drowning in the earth, all those secret admirers said, Alhamdulillah, you saved us from being Karun. Let tomorrow not be the day of regret, my beloved. بچپن کھیل میں کھویا, جوانی نیند میں کھوئی, بڑھاپا دیکھ کر رویا. It's only one time that passes. The day that goes never comes back. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, yesterday, history. Today, present. Tomorrow, mystery. Each one year, inshallah. Tonight, make a decision. We are for the work of Allah. Say, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Sulaiman Janji Rahmatullah Ali. Many of the India brothers are common to him. Know what he used to say. He said, the three greatest sins this ummat made, we forgot Jannat is our house. Then we forgot to take the whole of mankind to Jannat is the purpose of our creation. Allah forgive. Now we put our hands on the Jannat of the kafir. They are also in a miserable plight. What we say, pareshani, and we are also in pareshani. Is it true or not, my beloved brothers? Let's make niyat today. We're changing the focus of our heart from this dunya to akhirat. Say inshallah. And our job is to take the whole mankind to akhirat. Allah has sent, like Mulana said, sent, selected, chosen, taken out for this purpose. Say inshallah. We all make tawbah for this tonight, inshallah. Few things, my beloved. Let's make niyat. Inshallah, all of us. Every month, inshallah. One weekend. 1-3 days a month. Us, our children, our brothers, our father, our family, our neighbors. Inshallah, we'll go for 3 days. Even if it means to downtrodden places. I'm not only speaking financially. Even deen-wise, my beloved brothers. Sometimes in the environment we are, we only look up. Sometimes let's look down also, my beloved brothers, and make shukr for what we got. So inshallah, who makes niyat from our heart, every month inshallah we'll give 3 days. And don't forget our mothers and sisters, once in 3 months, take them also, my beloved brothers, to our family, to some place. We don't know that woman's pain and cry. Man walks and takes Islam to the door. Woman will take it into the house. A woman comes into deen. Inshallah, nations will come into deen. The lap of the mother is the first university of the child. If there's a pious mother, inshallah, it is hopeful that children will become pious. And the last thing, inshallah, my beloved, let all of us make niyat that from today, inshallah, we all going to make a little talim in our house, inshallah. Otherwise, our children today, whose names are on their tongue? Like Maulana said, people who don't know how to make istinja, we're praising them. Allah's arsh is shaking in anger by praising a kafir. Bring the names of sahaba into our home. Bring these beautiful stories that Maulana related are all found in these kitabs. Affect their heart with the life of sahaba, with the amal of deen. Inshallah, inshallah, in a short while, what we see in Ramadan on these big nights, Allah by His Qudrat will make it. Our masjids will be filled every day like this. Say inshallah, brothers. Allah, like they say, when your fajr is equal to your jummah, then there's no need for anything else. The whole will be in our feet. Is that correct or not? So inshallah, all of us, our 5 salawat jamaat, inshallah. All will try, inshallah, brothers. Allah reward you for. Sorry for my extra time. Inshallah, next time I'll take less time. But you give your name speaker, inshallah.
Just one or two announcements. One is, there's a request from Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ibrahim Emi Saleji Sahib, whose mother just passed away today. Allah gave her maut in Ramadan. Allah make her maghfirat, grant her the highest stage in Jannah. She's also our Maulana Kaji's sister. The request that the brothers can read 3 quls and make Isale Sawab also. Secondly, another announcement is that this is an odd night. Laylatul Qadr or not, Allah knows best. But the signs, Ibn Rajab Hanbali Rahimullah in his Lataif al-Ma'arif is written that this doesn't happen very often. But when the 27th night falls on a Jummah night, then the chances of it being Laylatul Qadr, Allah knows best, like I said, but the chances increase quite a bit. So let us try and make the little extra qurbani and sacrifice. Try and spend our time as much as possible in dua and amal, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our plight, the plight of the ummah, crying, making decisions with Allah ta'ala. All of us will try and do that, inshallah. It will be another majlis, inshallah, at about in an hour and 15 minutes time, where we will have Hayatul Sahaba, and thereafter collective dua will take place. Very brief dua will take place now for a few minutes, and inshallah that time dua will take place again. So those who have the himmat can try and attend, but the object, if you can't attend, no problem. Main thing, my respected brothers, let us individually build our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is waiting. Doors of Allah's mercy are open. There's no condition. You don't have to be pious or muttaqi. Allah gave us one condition only. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Humble yourself and Allah says, I will accept the dua. So let us take advantage of this opportunity. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهل وفعل بنا ما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي الشام وفي بورما وفي كشمير وفي سودان وفي غيرها يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم واربط على قلوبهم وثبت أقدامهم وعجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الإنس والجان. اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية. اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنك تسمع كلامنا وترى مكاننا وتعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا ولا يخفى عليك شيء من أمرنا. نحن البائسين الفقراء المستغيثين المستجيرين الوجلين المشفقين المقرين المعترفين بذنوبنا. نسألك مسألة المساكين ونبتهل إليك ابتهال المذنب الذليل وندعوك دعاء الخائف الضرير دعاء من خضعت لك رقبتهم وذل لك جسمهم ورغم لك أنفهم وفاضت لك عبرتهم. اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما. لا تردنا خائبين لا تردنا لا تردنا خائبين. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال ونعوذ بك من سخطك ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من خزي النار ونعوذ بك من عذاب النار ونعوذ بك من عذاب النار. اللهم أعتق رقابنا. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله.